From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading Demon Lord of Karanda, Book 3 of The Malorian by David Eddings. We begin with the prologue. Being a brief history of Meloria and the races that dwell there, digested from the Chronicles of Angarak, University of Melsine Press. Tradition places the ancestral home of the Angaraks somewhere off of the south coast of present-day Dalesia. Then Torak, dragon god of Angarak, used the power of the stone, Thragyaska, in what has come to be called the cracking of the world. The crust of the earth split, releasing liquid magma from below and letting the waters of the southern ocean in to form the Sea of the East. This cataclysmic process continued for decades before the world gradually assumed its present form. As a result of this upheaval, the Aelorns and their allies were forced to retreat into the unexplored reaches of the western continent, while the Angaraks fled into the wilderness of Meloria. Torak had been maimed and disfigured by the stone, which rebelled at the use to which the god put it, and the Grolem priests were demoralized. Thus, leadership fell by default to the military. By the time the Grolems recovered, the military had established de facto rule of all of Angarak. Lacking their former preeminence, the priests set up an opposing center of power at Malyaska, near the tip of the Kerendiz mountain range. At this point, Torak roused himself to prevent the imminent civil war between priesthood and military rule. But he made no move against the military headquarters at Malzeth. Instead, he marched to the extreme northwest of Meloria Antiqua, with a quarter of the Angarak people to build the holy city of Xtholmishrak. There he remained.